The president recently reaffirmed his support for the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. So in Washington, D.C., there's apparently an effort to pair this legislation, which would mandate AM radio access in all new vehicles, with other bipartisan measures as part of a broader legislative package. But I wanted to talk about the importance, the value of having access to AM radio. I, of course, could get on my soapbox and tell you that because I am an AM FM radio host. It's my job. So why don't we take the bias out of it? Because I'll be honest with you, you don't need to hear what I think about it. I'd like to just keep my job. But let's really talk about the value of AM radio and why that's never really going to go away. Because, look, just disasters are going to happen. And AM radio is so essential in response and getting messages out there to people. And it's not like emergencies are going to go away in time. So joining us back on the show is Ben Bogardis, who is a professor of journalism, also the chair of the Department of Journalism at Quinnipiac University. And Ben, welcome back. I mean, I'm biased. I have no problem admitting that, but you're not. Can you talk to people about the impact of AM radio and why it's probably, at least I'm going to hope, always be essential?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, like you just said, it's really an emergency way to contact people that you really can't get in any other method. If you rely on cell phones, if you rely on any other modern communication, those can fail. But AM radio, because it goes over the air, because it goes over antennas, can go over a wide range. You don't need a lot of expensive equipment to pick it up. And this is really the primary way when there is a big natural disaster to get the information out to the vast majority of people. Not everyone would have access to cell phones. Not everyone would be home to watch television. But everyone could be in a place or have access to a radio. And I think that's one of the reasons they're pushing this, is that it really is a vital communications tool that when everything else fails, radio can still be a viable option.
I just think it's surprising, Ben, because if there's anything we've noticed in recent years, and I'll even include the pandemic, it was how essential AM radio is. And again, I have no issue calling myself biased because I am. It's my job that I work in AM FM radio. But when we were in the trenches of COVID, almost every single broadcaster had to figure out in about 24 to 48 hours, how are we going to keep making our product? How are we going to keep effectively reporting the news to people if we can't come in contact, if we can't have press conferences, if we can't even come into the studio? But we were given actually IDs. The crews here on WICC, we were the only ones who were given IDs to be able to bypass if we saw any police presence saying, hey, you have to stay in your homes. Again, this was kind of the early days of COVID and not knowing how we're going to attack it. But we stayed on the air. We never were able to go home. We were here and we were broadcasting. What is happening with COVID? What are the latest numbers? What states are most infected? Where is this coming from? And that was literally in 2020. And then you see what's happened in Hawaii, or you see what's happened like in Puerto Rico when they've had the floods. AM radio has just continued to, I think, prove its point that it is essential. And I'm surprised that there's just not this logical aha moment of, wait, why are we, for what, a few hundred dollars to put these into new cars? Why are we making this even debatable?
Absolutely. I think it gets to the greater issue of the changing ways in people consume media these days. And radio, especially AM, especially in the car, is sort of an afterthought to most people. They aren't thinking about the emergency aspect of it or, I like it to be there just in case. They're thinking, well, I never use it. Why would I want it? I stream through the Android Auto or the Apple CarPlay. I listen to Spotify in the car. I don't, I listen to podcasts. I don't listen to talk radio anymore. But what they don't realize is that it needs to be there in the background in case of an emergency. It's not necessarily the first thing that you would turn on in your car when you get in there, but having it there is a good peace of mind.
So again, we've got Ben Bogardis here, who is a professor of journalism. He's also the chair of the Department of Journalism at Quinnipiac University. Ben, when you have students who are into, reporting or journalism or the news or, how they're gathering information, I'm not sure how your class works. I would love to take one of your classes, though. But, what do you tell students, in today's world? Does AM radio ever come up? I mean, do you look at just the different ways of gathering media and where they all sort of have their place and their value?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I teach a broadcast news writing course, and one of the first things we do is we look at the different ways that news is broadcast out in the modern day. I mean, obviously, you can go back to the beginning and start with radio and then move into television and then move into streaming. But, you know, the students really do have to understand that each of the different models of broadcasting has its own purpose. There's a reason that it was created, a reason that it exists, and a reason that it still is important in society. And so when we're telling them about the benefits of AM radio, we talk about things like being able to have live broadcasts of breaking news, weather break-ins, traffic emergencies. And it's a way to broadcast out to a wide area. Like I said earlier, something that is very inexpensive. Anyone can have a radio. Anyone can be in an area that can pick up a radio signal. And it's really a good way to reach the most amount of people in the least amount of effort, the most amount of time. So it is very valuable in the sense that people do need a backup form of communication when their other devices may fail.
This is a question I get all the time, and I got to be honest, Ben, when you work in radio, it makes my blood boil, but I do understand the question, but I'd rather you answer it. What is the difference between live talk radio, AM radio, and podcasting?
I think the immediacy of live talk radio is the benefit that podcasting can't provide. I mean, sort of by definition, a podcast is pre-recorded. It's not live in the moment. It doesn't have that feeling of immediacy, of two people having a live conversation. Even a live conversation podcast is pre-recorded, so it misses out on that immediacy. And you have the ability for listeners to call in, to interact with the host, interact with the guest, which, again, something in a traditional recorded podcast is impossible. So it does have podcasts do have their origins in radio, but to me, radio and podcasting are two entirely different animals. And to compare the two, saying that, oh, it's the same thing, or we can just replace the radios and cars with podcast players, I think is really missing the point.
Totally. So thanks for saying that. I appreciate it, Ben. Thanks. I might keep my job after all. I mean, I guess my last question would be, does this really come down to expense, or do you believe, in your professional opinion, that there's just not enough understanding the weight of AM radio? Like, why would future cars not even want to add it?
Yeah, I honestly think it's both. It's people, the car makers, saying, you know, why should we spend money on, you know, installing the antennas and the receivers in a car when, you know, people, our consumers, say, well, we don't really listen to radio anymore. So they're looking sort of at the bottom line, but they're missing the point of, well, it does serve a purpose, you know, in an emergency, as a backup, you know. And if you look at a survey, I found one just last night that, you know, said that only 54% of young people, you know, 18 to 34, listen to AM radio, but 80% of everyone else does. So I think the marketing people are looking at the younger demographics, the ones they want to sell ads to, and saying, well, they aren't listening to it. No one is. Well, no. More than half the population is relying on it and is using it daily. So it is something that in the long term they do need to have. But in the short term, they're looking at it and saying, you know, dollars and cents. You know, if we're trying to save a few dollars, maybe we take that out, people won't notice. But honestly, I think people would notice if their AM radio suddenly went away.
Yeah, I think so too, Ben. It sounds like the auto manufacturers should probably enroll in your class. That's what I've learned from this conversation, is that probably they should get educated a little bit. I'm just saying. And it sounds like you've got it. They're always welcome to the class. I think that's great. Ben Bogardis, I want to thank you so much for what you do, professor of journalism and chair of the Department of Journalism at Quinnipiac University, for always giving us the time on WICC. We appreciate it.